ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। वी वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू अवर संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम। टुडे वुड लाइक टू रीड समथिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम, वन ऑफ द प्रेयर स्पोकन बाय भीष्म देव टू श्री लॉर्ड कृष्णा। विजयरथ कुटुंब आततोत्रे धृतहय रश्मिनि तच्छ्रिय शिणीये भगवते रतिरस्तु मे मुमुर्षोर यम इह निरीक्षया हतागता स्वरूपम्। Translation: at the moment of death, let my ultimate attraction be to Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. I concentrate my mind upon the chariot driver of Arjun, who stood with a whip in his right hand and a bridle rope in his left, who was very careful to give protection to Arjuna's chariot by all means. Those who saw him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained their original forms after death. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A pure devotee of the Lord constantly sees the presence of the Lord within himself because of being transcendentally related by loving service. Such a pure devotee cannot forget the Lord for a moment. This is called trance. The mystic yogis tries to concentrate upon the super soul by controlling the senses from all other engagements, and thus he ultimately attains samadhi. A devotee more easily attains samadhi or trance by constantly remembering the Lord's personal feature along with his holy name, fame, pastimes, etc. Therefore, the concentration of the mystic yogi and that of the devotee are not on the same level. The concentration of the mystic is mechanical, whereas that the pure devotee is natural in pure love and spontaneous affection. Bhishmadeva was a pure devotee, and as a military marshal, he constantly remembered the battlefield feature of the Lord as Partha Sarathi, the chariot driver of Arjuna. Swarupa of the living being and all the living beings who participated on the battlefield of Kurukshetra on both sides attained their swarupa as confirmed by Bhishmadeva. So Lord Shri Krishna was not merciful only to the Pandavas, he was also merciful to the other parties because all of them attained the same result. Bhishmadeva wanted the same facility also, and that was his prayer to the Lord. Although his position as an associate of the Lord is assured in all circumstances, the conclusion is that whoever dies looking on the personality of Godhead within or without attains his swarupa, which is the highest perfection of life. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Hare Krishna. So here the glory of seeing the form of the Lord has been described so vividly. And what is the benefit of seeing the form of the Lord? Many times people challenge, can you show me God? As soon as they meet somebody who is God conscious or who is trying to be God conscious or who is even talking about God, as if their eyes can see everything. Our eyes have limitation. We cannot see even the things of this world. So what to speak of seeing God face to face when we know that God is not some ordinary person? But actually Prabhupada said, yeah, we can show you God right now, here. He's standing in Tribhanga Lalita form, Shyama Sundar, threefold bending form. So they say, no, this is just a matter. This is a statue made of marble or stone or some metal or something. So this is the science which people have forgotten. And the reason is that there is no knowledge of God is given. If we know that God can do everything, God is so powerful that He can do everything, everything is possible for Him. So for Him to appear in a marvel also is possible. Is it right or wrong? It's possible. So when they are denying the existence of God in Archa Vigraha, which is actually not a marvel itself, not just a marvel piece, it is actually a very scientific way of, if we understand it, His Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, because He has agreed to appear in a material form. Why? Because we have material eyes. Even if we want, we cannot see a spiritual form right now. Even if He appears in front of us in a spiritual form, can we see Him? Not possible. He's there, everywhere He's there. He's there in every atom. Can we see Him? So it is His mercy. It is His mercy that He is appearing as Archa Vigraha and receiving all our worship and everything. And if He is God, then He should be there in the Archa Vigraha also. Like many times people complain, you know, God is everywhere, why you people are going to temple? So if He's everywhere, then He's in temple also. Why not come to the temple? So He's in the temple and it's very easy to worship Him in the temple because so many like-minded people are coming and worshipping Him. So many people are offering their devotion. So the thing is that we have to reciprocate our love and devotion with the God and then we will be able to see Him. Otherwise, a person who has no faith in God, even if Lord appears, he will not be able to see. And a person who has faith in God, he only can see Krishna also in the deity form. That is a very important thing. And there is other way, there are many other ways also we can see Krishna in this world or God in this world. Like Krishna talks about it in Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter. He says, Yad yad vibhuti mat satvam shrimat urjitam evava. Tattat evavagachatam mama tejo amsha sambhavam. So here Krishna is saying that to Arjuna, know that all opulent, beautiful and glorious creations, you know, vibhuti mat satvam, shrimat means beautiful and urjitam means glorious. All the beautiful things and all the glorious things of this world, they are only a spark of my splendor. Mama teja amsha sambhava. This is one of the last verses of the 10th chapter where Krishna is describing His opulences. And anything great which we see in this world, Krishna is saying, I am that. In the 7th chapter, He talks about balam balvatam chaham. I am the strength of the strong person. I am the intelligence of the intelligent person. I am the light of the radiant sun. And here in the 10th chapter, He is giving long list. Like He is saying, I am the light of the radiant sun. Among the stars, I am the moon. Of demigods, I am Indra. Of senses, I am the mind. So anything which you find very powerful and very attractive, among all the senses, which is most powerful? Mind. Mind makes us crazy completely. Among all the stars, moon is so effulgent. And sun. And He says, of mountains, I am Meru. Of Rudras, I am Shiva. Of priests, I am Brihaspati. Among perfected beings, I am Kapila Muni. And sages among demigods, I am Narad Muni. So anywhere, any kind of opulence or attraction or beauty or any special quality we see, it is coming from God. It is from Krishna. So we can see Him like that. And everybody gets attracted when somebody dies. It becomes a news. You know, especially some very powerful person leaves this world. And Krishna says, Mrityu Sarvaharas Shyam. I am all devouring death. So if nobody can see God or Krishna throughout his life, at least at the time of death, he has to surrender everything. So Krishna is talking about in Bhagavad Gita that everything is coming from me. And then Krishna says that it's just a small thing. Athava vibhute neva kim gyate yuna cha arjuna vistabhyam idam krishnam eka amshena sthito jagat. He said, what is the need of talking so much, you know, this detailed knowledge? Even a small fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Eka amshena sthito jagat. It's not that to maintain and control this world, Lord has to work very hard. Yeah? Lord has to create some, you know, big buildings and offices and then hire people. He has shaktiyas, he has so many powers and energies, and just by his one indication they are working. Mm-hmm. If a big magician is there and he has to play some tricks with the children, he has to entertain some children, he has to just show some small magic. He doesn't have to do something very big to impress them. Mm-hmm. Even a normal, you know, some uncle comes and he knows something to hide behind and upside down or something, then children get impressed. So people of this world are like those children, you know. Krishna or God doesn't have to do some big magical tricks or something. It's a small thing. Krishna saying, Eka Amshina Sthito Jagat. If person is very powerful, if he shows just little power towards a weak person, that's enough. When Angad went to Lanka as a messenger of Lord Ram, so Ravan was, you know, getting very angry and upset. He said, we'll finish you all off, I'll kill you, this and that. So many things he was talking about, boasting like anything. So what did Angad do? Anybody knows? What did Angad do? Yes? He put his right foot on the ground. And what did he say? He said, what are you talking about killing and destroying and everything? Just try to move this leg a little bit. Then we'll see what power you have. And even when Hanuman came, he said, I can finish everything right now. But just to give a sample, he burned all the Lanka. You know? So a powerful person doesn't have to bring all his powers to show his, you know, his supremacy. Even a small fragment of his powers is enough. That's what Krishna is talking about in Bhagavad Gita. So from Brahma, top to down, and everybody, smallest living entity, ant or even smaller than that is bacteria and all that, they are all existing because God is present in them and God is sustaining them. God is maintaining everybody. You must have heard this story of Rukmani Devi and Satyabhama, that their Lord was coming late, and Satyabhama, I think, yeah. So he said, why are you coming late? Who was he? So he said, I have to maintain everybody. I have to make sure everybody gets the food. So he said, yeah, sure. The next day, she kept one ant into a matchbox, kind of box. And in the night when Lord came, he said, so you have given everybody whatever they needed? Yeah, everybody is full now. Then she opened that box and said, this ant is there. Didn't get anything because I have put it inside the box. He said, see, only small rice is there. So God is maintaining. So God is maintaining personally, and God is maintaining through his energies, either ways. So here, when we are talking about God is in his energies, so many people want to see God in his universal form. Like if you see in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is showing his universal form to Arjuna. And what is this universal form? This universal form is actually to see how he's acting from within the universe. Actually, Arjuna had no desire personally to see this universal form. Because Lord's devotees are very much satisfied in serving the Lord with love and devotion. And just try to imagine, if you have read the 11th chapter, what is a universal form, you know? There are millions of mouths and millions of eyes and millions of heads and millions of hands, and so many millions of soldiers are going below the teeth of Krishna, and they're crushing and blood is flowing. All Bhishma and Drona, everybody is dying, and all the demigods are sitting with different weapons over there. So it will be difficult to worship with love and devotion such a form. So devotees are very happy and satisfied in serving Krishna with their loving feelings and reciprocate loving feelings. But Arjuna wanted to make sure that in future nobody claims himself to be God if he cannot show his universal form. And he also wanted to convince others that to see how he is acting, how Krishna is acting within the universe, and he is not an ordinary person. Because many times people say that God is just, you know, Krishna is just an ordinary person. He just had some extra powers. He was a good politician. Not like that. He was not just extraordinary, he was God, and God means he is God, and it means that he can show the universal form. And what is the universal form? Universal form means everything within this material world is within him. What to speak of a spiritual world? But we have to understand, if we are aiming to have a darshan of the Lord, you know, that is the discussion we are trying to have today, taking this verse from the Bhishma's prayers. So which form we are going to look for? Are we going to look for the universal form, or are we going to look for this sweetest form of Lord Shri Krishna of Shyam Sundar? So here Krishna himself, after showing the universal form, telling Arjuna in the 11th chapter, he's saying, you have been perturbed and bewildered by this, by seeing this horrible feature of mine. What is he saying? You are perturbed and disturbed by seeing this horrible feature of mine. Now let it be finished, my devotee. Be free again from all disturbances. Have a peaceful mind, and now see the form which you want, which you desire. And then, Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, having spoken thus to Arjuna, he displayed his 400 forms, and then again he transformed into 200 form. And then Arjuna started offering prayers. He says, Dishtivedam manusham rupam tav saumyam janardana idanim asmi samvritta sacheta prakritim gataha. He said, Dishtivedam manusham rupam tav saumyam janardana. Saumyam is very beautiful. This very beautiful form of yours, which is like manushi rupam, which is like human-like, idanim asmin samvrita, sacheta prakritim gata. By seeing this, I am now composed in mind, I have restored my original nature. And then Lord Krishna says, sudurdarsham idam rupam drishtavan asi yanmama devapiyasya rupasya nityam darshana kankshinaha. He says, sudurdarsham, this form of myself now which you are seeing, which form? Human-like 200 form. It is sududarsham. Sududarshan ka matlab hai, very difficult to see. It means very difficult to see. Deva api asya rupasya. Even great demigods don't have the facility to see this form. When Krishna had shown the universal form, when there is a description given in the 11th chapter, Krishna is talking about in one of the verse that even by performing great austerities and Daan and tapa and charity and everything, person cannot see this form of mine. He's talking about like this. That form, universal form. And now this form is sududarsham. This is like even much, much more difficult to see. But devotees can see this form because they have the access by the Lord's mercy. And they understand that how this form is so sweet. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking to Sanatana Goswami, beauty of Shri Krishna. He is saying, Krishnera madhurupa shuna sanatan ye rupera ek kana dubaye sab tribhuvan sab prani kare akarshan. He is saying, my dear Sanatan, ye rupera ek kana, just one drop of this rupa, this form, dubaye sab tribhuvan. All the three worlds are drowned in the beauty of this world. Sab prani kare akarshan. And all kinds of living entities, they get attracted to this form. In this world, no matter how beautiful the person is, whether it's man or woman, only a particular kind of people, are attracted. Even among human beings, you know, if we see, it's not that all kind of human beings will get attracted to some particular beautiful girl. What to speak of attracting other living entities, like deer or cat or dog or lion, they will only get attracted to the flesh, lion and tiger, no matter if beautiful or not beautiful. But here, Krishna's form is so beautiful, which we are talking about it here, that sab prani kare akarshan, and Dubai tribhuvan. When Krishna would go to Vrindavan with his cowherd boyfriends with the cows and with the calves, so whole Vrindavan would welcome Krishna. All the trees will be bowing down and they are offering their flowers and fruits in worshipping of Krishna. All the drones, bhore, they will be, you know, buzzing around Krishna. And all the peacocks would start dancing in front of Krishna in ecstasy. And deer would come, whose behavior were just like gopis, and they were welcoming Krishna with the same affection. And cuckoos will be welcoming Krishna with joyful, sweet cries, because they consider Krishna's presence is so auspicious. So every living entity would get attracted to Krishna. And Krishna, when so cows would go in so many places, you know, to graze, and in the evening they have to come, so Krishna would just call with different names, and all the cows would come running. He would stand on the Terkadam and play his flute. It's not that 9 lakh cows are there, so much time he will take. It's like he's playing the flute and every cow is hearing her name or its name. That's Krishna's beauty. So every living entity has a natural attraction for Krishna. That's what Prabhupada has taught us. Aham bija pradapitha, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that I am the original father. As a child is naturally attracted to father and father is naturally attracted to child, similarly every living entity is naturally attracted to Krishna and Krishna is also naturally attracted to every living entity. Nitya siddha Krishna prema sadhya kabunaya shivanadi shuddha chitta karayudaya. So this Krishna prema is there within our heart. We have to just revive it again. Like, you know, this coal, burning coal, after some time ash comes on it and we can't feel the heat of it. But if we fan it again, we can remove the ash and we can feel the heat of coal again. Similarly, our heart is now rusted with the dust of lust and it is actually obstructing vision of Krishna. It is actually obstructing our love for Krishna. And if we can remove it, and that is the whole process of Krishna consciousness. That's what Bhishma Dev did in his life. He was actually pure devotee. And throughout his life, he was just trying to serve Krishna the way he wanted him to serve. Meditate on Krishna and purify himself. So as we have natural sex impulse, as mother is naturally attracted to the affectionate child, as magnet is naturally attracted to the iron, we all are attracted to Krishna. So this challenge that can you show me God is not a very reasonable challenge, because to see, first of all, we need the eligibility, you know, and we have to develop that eligibility. Seeing Krishna is easy also and not easy also. Krishna is a great person. In this world also, if you want to see a great person, is it easy? Or to speak of a very great person, even to see a doctor sometime, who is, you know, very reputed, you have to sometime take 2-3 months advance appointment, and then you have to wait in a queue there, over there, and then he'll see you for a few seconds and say, okay, ho gaya, go, come after 1 month again. Any big person becomes so difficult to see him. Prime Minister of India, can we see him just directly like that? President of USA? We need to have some eligibility criteria to see somebody. It's not so easy to see, just you have a desire and you can see the great personality. So Krishna is the greatest personality. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to say that don't try to see Krishna, but try to serve Krishna in such a way that he would like to see you. And we can see Krishna not by our eyes, but by our ears. That's what our process is. Like once Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was giving his pravachan lecture, and there was a deities in the next room. Darshan opens and people got up and went for the darshan. And they came and they started walking. So he said, this is not the way to see the Lord. It is just a kind of eye massage, you know. Because to see God, first we have to understand who is God. And that happens by hearing. And then we have to prove, we have to be recognized by Krishna. We have to be recognized by Krishna. Like if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, there Akrura has been given the mission to go to Vrindavan. And Akrura is so excited, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, that I am going to see Krishna today. He's so excited. So this excitement is very important. This eagerness is very important. He says, Kim maya charitam bhadram, kip taptam paramam tapaha, किम वाथपि अर्हते दत्तम यद्रक्ष्यामि अध्य केशवम. इसे किम मया चरितम भद्रम, भद्रम मीन्स वॉट गुड वर्क्स आई हैव डन दैट आई विल बी एबल टू सी कृष्णा टूडे. किम तप्तम परमम तपः, वॉट ऑस्टेरिटीज आई हैव परफॉर्म्ड दैट आई एम गोइंग टू सी कृष्णा टूडे. किम वाथपि अर्हते दत्तम, वॉट चैरिटी आई हैव गिवन, एंड दिस काइंड ऑफ थिंग्स ही इज थिंकिंग अबाउट इट. सो इट मीन्स इनडायरेक्टली थ्रू हैव दर्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड वी एक्चुअली हैव टू हैव डन सम ऑफ दीज थिंग्स. एक्चुअली इट्स नॉट सो इजी टू जस्ट इमिडिएटली सी द फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड. सो दिस इज द नेचुरल कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ ए ग्रेट डिवोटी. Although Akrura is a pure devotee here, but he is feeling himself to be unfit. He is considering himself to be unfit. Prahlad Maharaj, when Lord Narasimhadeva appeared in front of him, he is feeling himself to be unfit. He is saying, I am born in a demonic family and what qualification I have to see you, my Lord. So this humility, it actually attracts the mercy of the Lord, not the challenge, can you show me the God? And taking darshan of the Lord is a most auspicious thing in this world. Right now we cannot have the face-to-face, the spiritual vision of the Lord, but we can have the Archa Vigraha Darshan of the Lord, and it can bring the same auspiciousness actually. Akrura is saying, Tam Twadya Noonam Mahatam Gatim Gurum Trilokya Kantam Drishi Man Mahosavam Rupam Dadhanam Shri Ipsitaspadam Drakshe Mamas Unnashasaha Sudarshana Tam Tva Adhya Noonam. Adhya means today. Surely I am going to see Krishna today. And who is Krishna? Mahatam Gatim Gurum. He is the destination, he is the goal of even big gurus and spiritual masters and yogis. Trilokke Kantam Drishiman Mahosavam. Drishiman means for all who have eyes. For all who have eyes, the best thing to see is Krishna's form. Trilokya Kantam, in all the three worlds. And seeing Krishna form is actually Mahosavam. It is a festival. So anytime we are coming to temple to see the form of Krishna, we are actually going for a festival. Or even in our homes, when we have the form of Krishna, we are seeing it. It's actually a festival. So in temple, it's every moment there is a festival when there is a Lord. Because it's one of the greatest festivals. Like even in this world, when some very famous film star or rock star or music star or beautiful person comes, so there is a great festival in the city. People run to see that person, whether man or woman. It's like a festive atmosphere over there. But here is the most beautiful person standing. This is why it says Mahosavam. Rupam Dadhanam Shriya Ipsitaspadam. Shriya means Lakshmi. Even Lakshmi Devi is looking for shelter in his darshan. Drakshe mama ushnasa sudarshana. And he's saying that today, because I'll have his darshan, all the dawns of my life will become auspicious. All the negativity will go away. So this is Akrura's eagerness, Akrura's expectation when he started going towards Vrindavan. He was thinking that by the grace of Krishna, everything is possible, although I am not qualified. As a blade of grass is floating in the river and it has no chance, very rare chance to come at the shore. Similarly, a conditioned soul, a baddha jeev, has very less chance to meet Krishna. So many millions of lifetimes we have been traveling in millions of species. But if grace of Krishna is there, that is possible. And he considers himself to be so fortunate. Panthastu koti shatavassara sampragamyo vayorathapi manaso munipungavanam. Big yogis and munis and rishis, they are meditating on Krishna and trying to have a darshan of the little bit of the light which is emanated from the toenail of Krishna, and they are not able to have the darshan of it. And he's saying, I am going to have darshan of Krishna today. So fortunate I am. He's thrilled with this expectation that even big demigods like Brahma and Shiva and Narada, they are not able to have darshan of the Lord. And then he's saying that now I'll go and I'll fall at the feet of Krishna, lotus feet of Krishna. I'll see his smile, I'll see his beautiful curling hair. And then knowledge about greatness of Krishna is talking about so much. Naam, Rupa, Guna, Leela. And then he thinking about why Krishna comes to this world to protect his devotees, to kill the miscreants. So this kind of meditation makes us qualified to see the form of Krishna. So we have to just keep meditating on the form of Krishna. We have to keep meditating on the activities of Krishna. We have to keep meditating on these teachings of Krishna. And then it is possible. Then he started thinking that I will fall at his feet and Krishna will put his lotus hand on my head. And that is the same hand which he put on Indra, which he put on Bali. And by putting that hand on Indra and Bali both became the king of the whole universe actually. And when the rasa danced, gopis became tired. Krishna just touched the gopis with his hands and they became completely relieved from their fatigue. So Krishna can give any kind of benediction which we want. And he's saying that if we want material happiness like heaven, I can get that like Indra got. Or we can get pure love of God, which gopis got. Or we can get a merging into Brahma Jyoti. But Akrura has one fear. Akrura is feeling, but I am going as a messenger of Kamsa. I am going as a messenger of a very envious personality. We don't know whether Krishna will accept me or not. But then, again, some hope. This is very important thing in life. Many times, you know, some doubts will come. Whether I am going to make it or not. Whether Krishna is going to accept me or not. I have so many anarthas. I have so many sinful activities I have done. My mind keeps distracting here and there. But then again, one hope came. Krishna is in everybody's heart. And he knows everybody's heart. So Krishna sees the intent. So Akrura also felt that I have some desire to see Krishna. Sincere desire. Krishna will see that. And I am taking this as an opportunity, as a messenger of Kamsa to see his form. So Krishna will see that. And that's what Krishna's greatness is. That's what God's greatness is. That when Putana came to kill him, he didn't see that Putana came to kill him. He saw only that she came to feed me milk. So Akrura is having hope. So similarly, we can also have some hope that we are trying to do some sincere service. If we are not trying, we can try at least from now onwards and Krishna will accept it. So even though I am on the sinful mission, being deputed by Kamsa, I shall stand before him with all humility and folded hands. So this is the mood which Akrura is teaching us. So whenever we are coming in front of the Lord, especially in this month of Kartik, many devotees comes every day. It's great. And we can fold our hands, you know, with all humility and Krishna will be pleased. And we have to be recognized by Supreme Personality of Godhead by our service and devotion. That is the way. Like Srila Prabhupada, he worked so hard, although he was, you know, completely dedicated and he was so dear to Krishna. He just came to, you know, share what he had, Krishna's love with all of us. But even he is working so hard to teach us that how we should work hard to be recognized by Krishna. In Bombay, when this Shri Shri Radharas Bihari Mandir, where it is now, this Juhu land, Prabhupada had a big fight actually, in one sense, with the owner of that land. Because the owner of the land who was selling the land to Prabhupada, he was a big cheater actually. Mr. N, that has been given in the Lilamrita's name. He would sell the land to many people and then cheat them and again sell to the another person. Take some money and then create some trouble and just keep the money and throw the person out. Now this time Prabhupada had decided that we have taken the land and now we are going to install deities of Krishna over here. The devotees objected. There are no facilities over here. How can we keep deities here? How can we worship them? Let's first make all the facilities and then we will do it. So Prabhupada said, no, there is a need now. We have to install the deities. And he installed the deities and he prayed to Radharas Bihari. He said, just wait here and I'll create very good facilities for you. So this is the love a pure devotee has for the Lord. And later on, so much fight actually. In the sense, court fight, legal fight, so much threatening. Once though like they broke up and all the structure. And still Prabhupada was not ready to give it up. Once devotee, Prabhupada disciples cancelled that agreement. It was such a, you know, ups and downs again and again. And Prabhupada said, I'm not going to leave this land. Even Mr. N was wondering, you know, what kind of person he is, you know. So many people I got in past and I just threw them away. So he didn't know that Prabhupada was not fighting just for the land. It was his love. First thing, from external point of view, Prabhupada knew Bombay is the gateway of India. And if in Bombay such a special temple is made, we can do so much preaching with restaurant and hotel and, you know, guest house and beautiful temple. And second thing, it was Prabhupada promised to Radharas Bihari, which was internal thing. What was the promise? Just wait here and I'll make a very good temple for you. So Prabhupada showed from his own example that how person has to, with love and devotion, try to be recognized by Krishna. Like Arjuna himself in Bhagavad Gita, he's saying in 11th chapter itself, in the beginning itself, before requesting to see the form of universal form, manyase yadi tachakyam maya drishtum miti prabhu yogeshwaro tato metvam darshayatmanam avyam. He's saying manyase yadi tachakyam. Manyase means if you think, yadi. Yadi manyase, if you think, what you think, tachakyam maya, that I am able to see your form, drishtum. Then yogeshwaro, then you are yogeshwar. Yogeshwar means you have all the mystic powers. So although I am a small living entity, and a small living entity has no power to see the infinite. Infinite Simil cannot see infinite. Can we see? Can we see the whole sky? You can see only part of the sky. Can we see the whole ocean? And all the skies and all the oceans and everything has come from Krishna. So how can we see him? But Arjuna is saying, Yogeshwara, you are Yogeshwara. You have all the mystic powers. And if you want, you can make me show. You can reveal yourself to me. So this is the mood that you cannot demand, you cannot order, you can only request. You can only plead for the inconceivable grace of the Lord. Like in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to have his whole night kirtans in the Srivas house. So those kirtans, only few very close associates were allowed to participate. Very confidential pastimes. So once one brahmachari who used to drink only milk, you know, is a time for austerities, na? Kartik, Vishnu Panchak. So he used to drink only milk, and he had a desire to see this kirtans and dancing of the Lord. And he was requesting Srivas again and again and again. He said, no, Lord Chaitanya will not allow. He will get upset. He will get angry. I will not allow you. But he was again and again pleading. So one day he told, okay, I'll give you a place, you hid there, hide yourself, and then you can watch. Let's see what happens. So Shivas gave him a place. But then what happened? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started telling, who is here? Who is not supposed to be here? Because I am not getting the same ecstasy. Because some confidential things we like to do with our own close associates. We don't want some, you know, outside person around us. So devotee said, no, nobody is there. Again they started dancing, and Lord Chaitanya said, no, I'm not getting the same ecstasy. There is somebody here. Then Srivas came with folding hands and he's saying, my Lord, there are no atheists here. There are no envious people here. Only one small brahmachari, he just drink milk and he wanted to see you. So he said, and Lord Chaitanya became very angry. There's a big description in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and he says that, do you think by doing tapasya you can achieve me? By drinking milk you can achieve me? By doing charity you can achieve me? So many lists he started giving. You cannot achieve me by any of these things. And he said, tell him to get out immediately. And immediately with folded hands, he slowly started walking out. And with grateful heart, that was his qualification. He didn't, you know, crib or having grudge, dekh lunga, nikal diya. They threw me out. What do they think about themselves? He had so much gratitude. Oh, I was not at all qualified, but I had darshan for few minutes. And with this gratitude, when he went out, Lord Chaitanya said, call him, he's qualified. And then he instructed him, he said, you should be chanting the holy name of the Lord, you should be serving the Vaishnavas and developing the relationship with them. That is the only way to achieve me. There is no other way. So that all these things are given to us in scriptures, by Lord himself, that how we can see him, not by challenging, can you show me? We can. But do you have the qualification? Kunti Devi is talking about the same thing in Srimad Bhagavatam in his prayers. She begins with this. Kuntiyo vacha namaste purusham tvadyam ishwaram prakrte param alakshyam sarvabhutanam antarbahiravasthitam. She's saying, my lord, namaste, I offer my obeisances. Purusham, you are the original person, original personality of Godhead. Tom adhyam ishwaram prakrte param. So lord is adhyam, he is original. There is nobody who is original. He is infallible. Ishwaram prakrte param. Living entity is also transcendental. But living entity is not original. Neither living entity infallible. Everything comes from Krishna. Everything comes from God. Ishwara parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So everything comes from him. So somebody says we are God, we can make him understand that we are not original. Krishna is original. And Alakshyam Sarvabhutanam Antarbahiravasthitam. He is the chief of all living entities. He is Supreme Ishwara. Even Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Surya, they are all controllers. They are controlling. You know, like last week we were talking about how sun is controlling the time. You know, sun is moving and we are all under the grip of time. So every demigod has some control. Even we all have some control, little tiny control. But who is the Supreme Ishwara? Krishna. Alakshyam Sarvabhutanam Antarbahiravasthitam. Antarbahiravasthitam. He is there within and without both. Kunti Devi is wondering, you know, Krishna is there everywhere. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apamanam cha. Krishna is there in each and every person's heart. Even the desires which we don't know, which we have, Krishna knows them. So we can never cheat him. And alakshyam means invisible. Invisible. If it is, he's alakshyam, he's within and without, and still he's visible, Kunti Devi is wondering. He's now in front of me, he's in everybody's heart, and he went into the Uttara's womb also to protect Parikshit from Ashwatthama's Brahmastra. So is he localized or he's all pervading? Is he localized or is he all pervading? Because generally, material conception is that person is localized, then he cannot be everywhere. Like you take a piece of paper and you tear it and distribute it into 20 people, then original paper is gone. So people think that if God is all pervading, it means he cannot be at one place. But Krishna clarifies in Bhagavad Gita, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagatavyakta murtina matastani sarvabhutani na chaham teshavasthita. Lord says that I am in everything, but I am aloof also. Everything is in me, but I am not in them. Such a confusing, contradictory statements. He is in everything as a Paramatma, as a super soul, as an expansion, but still his original personality is the same. But the material conception is that if you take out 5 from the 20, that what remains? 15. So if Krishna has bring out all these things, the original Krishna is finished, original God is finished, you know, because he has distributed himself. No, it's not like that. Alakshyam, he is invisible. And he can never be visible to the rebellious souls. That's why Kunti Maharani says, what stops seeing Krishna? Maya javanika chanam agya dokshajam avvayam na lakshase mudadrisha nato natya dharo yatha. She's talking about Maya javanika. Javanika means curtain. There is a deluding curtain put by Krishna himself. Agya dokshajam avvayam. He's saying people cannot see you because there is a curtain of deluding energy. And you are invisible to mudha, mudadrisha, foolish observers. Because you are behaving like an actor, cannot be recognized. The foolish observer, what does it mean? Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, avajananti maam mudha manushim tanumashritam. There are people, those are foolish. They don't know what is right, what is wrong. They consider that Krishna's human form is material. They are asuras. So what is the definition of asura? Kunti Maharani talks about who rebels against the authority of the Lord. They are asuras. Krishna has performed such great pastimes. When he was on the lap of his mother, he killed Putana. When he was just 7-year-old, he lifted Govardhan Hill. He gave Bhagavad Gita, such a masterpiece of knowledge. He has all the capabilities as hero, as householder, as teacher, as renouncer. He's recognized by such great sages like Asita, Devala, Vyasa, Narada, Ramanujacharya, everybody. But still, asuras will not recognize Krishna. Why? Moodha. And Kunti Maharani, Prabhupada talks about why? Partially due to poor fund of knowledge and partially due to their stubborn obstinacy. Jiddhpana, you know, hat. Nahin. And hat hoti na hatti. Obstinacy. Nahin, nahin. Krishna nahin. Koi bhi chalega, Krishna nahin. They try to put so many logic into it. Like once one logician, he came to, you know, visit some village and he came to a field where one farmer was having two bull and they were, you know, used to remove the oil machine, and they were moving round and round and round, and the farmer was relaxing in a corner. He said, why these bulls are moving like this? He said, they are doing work, they are removing the oil. He said, but you are sitting here. What if they don't do the work? And that's why I have put the bell in their neck. So, yeah, interesting. Quite intelligent, these people are farmers. But then again, he applied his logic. He said, what if a bull just stand at one place and do like this? So he said, but he's not a logician like you. So, the point is, when we try to become too much logician, we cannot understand Krishna actually. Because Krishna is beyond logic. Through logic, we can understand only up to some point, you know. Like with torchlight, we can see only up to certain distance. But if we try to see with torchlight in the sky, can we see something? The logic is like that. It has a limitation. We can see only the things of this world to some extent. So, we cannot see him even if he is present before us immediately. Like Sarvam Bhattacharya, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas, he saw the form of Lord Jagannath and he fell unconscious. He fell unconscious in the temple itself. And the guards started beating him. They thought some mad person has come. But Sarvam Bhattacharya, who was the head priest of the whole kingdom, he happened to be there and he saw the beauty of Lord Chaitanya, the special features on his body, the beautiful eyes and everything. He said, he's not an ordinary person. So with guards, he took him to his house. And then Lord Chaitanya devotees were following him behind, because Lord Chaitanya has told them that you come after me because you keep troubling me. You broke my danda already. So they came and they were trying to find where the Lord is. So they came to know that there was one sannyasi. He fell down and Sarvam Bhattacharya has taken him to his house. Lord Chaitanya went there and they performed very loud kirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And Lord Chaitanya came into consciousness. And then Lord Chaitanya was, you know, given the place and everything. Sarvam Bhattacharya did good seva for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya was Gopinath Acharya. And he was a relative of Sarvam Bhattacharya also. So they were having an argument. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, such a beautiful sannyasi, 24 year old, how will he survive? He doesn't know Vedanta. I'll teach him Vedanta. So Gopinath Acharya said, you're a fool. What are you talking about? He's God. He said, God? Nowhere in the scripture it is written that God will come in Kali Yuga. He said, no, it is there. And he started quoting so many verses, you know, from Mahabharata and from Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam, Tushar Krishnam, Sangopanga, Sriparshadam. And so many things he was talking, and Sarvam Bhattacharya was not ready to listen. And then Gopinath Acharya said, surrender. No problem now. No, I can't help it. You are like a hard-hearted logician, like a dry cake. You cannot understand. Unless you get the mercy of the Lord, you will not be able to understand. So, it's not so easy to see the Lord. Even if Lord is there in front of us, we will not able to see Him, we will not able to worship Him if we don't have that love. Like Duryodhan, he saw Krishna's universal form also. This universal form was different than Krishna, which Krishna shows to Arjuna. Krishna came as Shanti Dut and he was trying to, you know, make Duryodhan understand. And that time, not only just Krishna, is actually everybody was making Duryodhan understand. It was Bhishma, Drona, so many sages. Even Gandhari and Dhritarashtra were pleading, please don't now, just return the kingdom. And then Duryodhana said, what is this, you know, everybody just complaining about me as if I am the wrong person. What wrong I have done? They have lost everything in the gamble and they are wrong. I am a right person, you know. And then he started making a plot to capture Krishna. He's not able to see Krishna's power there. When Krishna came, everybody is worshipping him, everybody is respecting him, except Duryodhana. And then when he's trying to capture Krishna, Krishna is showing the universal form also. Immediately the Brahma came from his forehead, Shiva came from his chest, and Lokpal sat on his arms, Agni came from his mouth, and Balram and Arjuna from his two eyes, stood left and right, and behind him Yudhishthir and Bhima and twins were standing, and behind them all the Vishnis and Andhakas are standing. He has Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma. From his pores, light started emanating, and sparks of clouds of smoke started coming. Sparks started coming and clouds of water started coming, smoke started coming. So many things were happening. But he's saying, kya magic, kya jadu dikha rahe? What magic going on? That is the thing. No change, you know, no change in consciousness. Why? Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita. Mudoyam navi janati lokomama jamaje. Lord says that I don't manifest to mudas. I cover myself with the curtain. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness is to remove this curtain actually. To be recognized by Krishna. To be accepted by Krishna. And that's why Kunti Maharani is saying that Maya Javanika Achhanam. Kunti Maharani is saying that we are the conditioned souls. We are less intelligent people. And we need temples. Prabhupada writes in the purport. Why we need temples? Begin to recognize the authority of the Lord. As soon as person comes to the temple, if his little bit faith he has, he immediately bow down. Immediately start worshipping. His gesture changes. So we have to begin to recognize the authority of the Lord. And another very important thing at temple, we get to hear about the authorities of the Lord in such holy places. So Kunti Maharani is saying, Tatha paramahamsana muni nam amallatmanam bhakti yoga vidanartham katham pashyemi istriya. Even big paramahamsas and yogis and munis cannot see you. What to speak of us, women? What to speak of simple living entities, the ordinary people? We will not be able to see your great form. So we need deity form. He's saying we want temples. So please understand this point that Prabhupada writes here. This simplicity of acceptance of the Lord's authority is more effective than showing insincere religious fervor. Many times lot of big fervor is seen in the society, religion, on the religion. But Prabhupada said simple devotion, a simple lady worshipping Lord in her house, and Lord is going to give darshan to her with devotion if she is doing. So, but to worship Lord and become God conscious is not easy in this world, because padam padam yata vipadam na tesham. Every step there is a danger. Prabhupada says there are so many disturbances in the material world. Like if you start traveling in the ocean, and even a ship is very big, there will be disturbance, because sometimes waves will be very big. So to worship the Lord, to follow the right path, one need to develop this quality of humility and tolerance. Then only he can continue to go on this path. And Maya will also put so many tests to test us. Because if she allows some impure person over there, and we all start creating trouble in the spiritual world also. So she will make sure that, here only, we make sure that right people goes there. So the thing is that this is a very scientific path where we learn to see Krishna. And more than thinking about learn to see Krishna, a devotee think of having a glance of Krishna on him. Like we talk about now, Bhakti Sanswati used to say that try to serve in such a way that Lord try to see us. And now every day we sing this Damodara Astakam. So one of the prayer in that is, Namo Deva Damodara Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabho Dukha Jalabdi Magnam Kripa Drishti Vrishtiyati Dinam Vatanu Grahanesha Mamagya Edhakshidrishya. What is this prayer? It's a very beautiful prayer. This whole the discussion which we are doing today is connected to this prayer. If you carefully try to understand that here, this Satyavrat Muni is praying, Kripa Drishti Vrishtiyati. Please shower your glance of mercy upon me. Why? Because Prasida Prabho Dukha Jalabdi Magnam. I am immersed in the ocean of worldly sorrows. Now in this world, if somebody has to take shelter of anybody, two things are required. One thing, that person has to be great, who can help you out. And second thing, the person has to understand or realize that I am in trouble. So to have this desire to see God, person has to first realize that I am in trouble in this world. Because if person is happy with his body, with his mind, with the miseries of this world, like most of the people, they don't mind struggling and working hard and suffering in this world. So why will they feel the need to worship God? Why will they feel the need to come to God? And that's what material civilization is, material advancement is. The curtain of illusion is becoming so thick that people don't realize that they are suffering. And they realize also that they hope against hope, you know. Hum honge kamyab, ek din to sukhi ho jayenge. One day we'll become happy. It's not like that, it's not going to be happy. Krishna has stamped it at dukkhalam ashashvatam. The first step to see God is actually to realize that I am suffering here. Prasida Prabho Dukha Jalabdi Magnam. Dukke Sagar Me Gote Maar Raha Hun. Doob Raha Hun. Unless person has this realization, he cannot work hard to have a glance of Krishna. He will be looking for a glance from some, you know, cricket star, some film star, you know. Like people are mad to get some autograph or some big personality. He'll be just happy, oh, I went there and such and such person put a glance on me and he look at me, she looks at me. But that glance will not benefit in any way. But if Krishna put his glance, finish. All the misery is gone. That's what Krishna's glance has a power. You know what glance Krishna has? Sa ekshataha. Vedas talk about sa ekshataha. When this creation is done, to create this world, Krishna doesn't have to do anything. He has to just put a glance on material nature. You know that? He has to just put a glance. Radha Shambhu used to give this example, you know, when I used to attend his lectures in the beginning days, that a person comes to, a friend comes to house, and husband just look at his wife, you know, and wife immediately understand, you know, I have to bring some things to, you know, now offer it to the husband of my, friend of my husband and everything. She immediately start working and doing things. So this is the, you know, glance. Krishna's glance is so powerful that he just put glance on material nature and material nature start working. Actually it is described by Prabhupada that sa akshata means is actually impregnating the material nature. Krishna can create pregnancy by glance. That is Krishna's power. That is Krishna, that is the power of Krishna's glance actually. Then all the matter get agitated and all the living entities are impregnated and then whole creation start working. You know, that is Krishna's power of the Krishna's glance actually. And Kunti Devi is praying again, Ime Janpada Suvriddha Supak Oshadi Virudaha Vanadri Vanadri Uddhanvanto Hiyadhanante Tavvikshite. He said, Ime Janpada, all these cities and towns, they are flourishing. Why they are flourishing? Flourishing with what? Not with the electronic gadgets and big malls and all that. That is not flourishing. That is actually polluting. Flourishing means with Aushadhi and Virudha. Aushadhi means all the medicinal herbs and plants, all the vegetables on the forest, all the mountains, all the rivers. Because they have all the pearls and the jewels. This is actual flourishment. This is actual wealth. And why they are flourishing? Vikshitaha. Because you have put your glance on them. Sometimes we see there is so much abundance, you know, of grains and fruits and flowers. And sometimes we see nothing is there. It's just Krishna's glance is not there. Krishna's glance is not there. If Krishna's glance is there, unlimited things will come. So even the material things which we are getting in this world, we are getting because Krishna is putting glance on them. So we are not worrying that whether I will see Krishna or not see Krishna. we are worried whether Krishna will put glance on me or not. Like we every day faithfully offer bhoga to the Lord, you know. And like Raghunandan Thakur, he was a small child and his father told him that you please make an offering today, I am going out. He made an offering, he put the bhoga and he started crying, please eat, please eat. Lord ate. How he ate? He ate by his glance. Because angani asya sakalendriya vrittimanti. Krishna's different senses can do different activities. It's not that he has to eat with his hands and mouth only. Just by putting his glance, he ate. He has eaten. But he started crying and crying, and Krishna had to, you know, then come down and physically start eating. But actually, devotees have full faith when they are offering bhoga to the Lord that Krishna has eaten by his glance. And Krishna's glance can be anything. When Lord Ram's glance was an ocean, it was very terrifying also. Because ocean was not giving the way to Lord Ram, if you remember. Like Lord Ram wanted to go to the Lanka to fight with Ravana, and he started praying and worshipping, please give us the way. And ocean was not doing anything. So Lord Ram became very angry and just he put his glance with anger on ocean. And what happens to the ocean? It started like a boiling water in a small bowl we try to boil. So whole ocean was boiling. But that glance is also Lord, any activity of the Lord, even if it is with so-called anger, it actually for the benefit of the another person. So if you see in one way, in this situation, with this glance, he crushed the ego of ocean. In Govardhan Leela, with his lifting the Govardhan, he crushed the ego of Indra. And when Lord Krishna put his glance on Kaurava's army, it is given, described in scriptures. What did he do by that? He took away all their age. Just by putting the glance on the Kaurava's army, even though before the battle was began, battle began, what happened? Krishna was putting his glance. What did he do? He took away their lives. So that's why Krishna was saying Arjuna, ki, why are you worrying? They're already dead. Don't worry. And then he has to show the universal form just to make sure. Yeah? But that putting glance and making them dead also for the benefit of them, as we read in today's verse, that anybody who died on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, what happened to him? Yaru achieved Krishna. So Krishna's glance, anyway, whichever way it comes on us, it will be very beneficial. So we should pray for that transcendent glance. Just a few minutes more, I'll just one or two things I would like to tell you. About when Krishna was there in Vrindavan, every day one demon would come. And one day Aghasur came. You heard about Aghasur? It's a big serpent, giant serpent. And all the coward boys entered in his mouth, thinking that this is a big cave, you know, nice place to enjoy. It was a snake, big poisonous snake, and they all entered and they died. They lost their life. Krishna also entered and he became bigger, bigger and bigger and bust him out. And then Krishna just put his transcendent glance on whom? On all the coward boys, and they came to life again. We are also dead actually because of the poison of this world. You know, we have been drinking for so many lifetimes. If Krishna puts glance on us, such wonderful devotion and everything will come in our life. Bhishmadev, we are talking about Bhishmadev here. Now Bhishmadev is lying on the bed of arrows. So it's not that it was a very pleasing situation for him. Lord Krishna came to Bhishmadev and he said, Bhishma, I want you to speak on dharma to Yudhishthir. He said, what are you talking about? Speaking? I am almost completely unconscious. These arrows of Arjuna, they're like poison and fire. Each and every pore of my body is burning like fire. And I'm fainting. I'm not able to see also whether I'm on earth or I'm on heaven or I'm in the sky. And you're talking about speaking dharma? It's not possible. And then Krishna just put his glance and he said, no pain will be there now. Don't worry. And all the pain went away. And then Bhishma started asking, but why don't you speak then? Who am I to speak in front of you? Even big people are no one in front of you. Who am I? You know all the shastras, everything, you can speak. He said, if I speak, it's not a very big thing because everybody knows that I have everything. But I want to glorify you till the time this creation is there, even beyond the creation. that Bhishma in such a situation, he spoke such crystal clear dharma, the teachings. So this is the reciprocation the Lord has with his devotees, that Bhishma gave his life for the mission of the Lord. Lord wanted him to fight on the behalf of Kauravas to make sure that people understand that whoever you are, if you fight on the side of religion, you'll be finished. And Lord also wanted to reciprocate loving pastime in the Viraras, you know. Lord wanted to see him fighting, and Bhishma also wanted to see him, you know, in his Viraras form. Like here description is given that when fight was going on, Bhishma was much, much more fortunate to see the form of the Lord, because Arjuna was sitting behind Krishna. So Arjuna cannot see the beautiful form of Krishna. And that form of Krishna was very beautiful, because when Krishna was driving the chariot, then so much dust would be raised, and this all covered on the hair, and hair are black, so you can easily see the dust. And then he was working so hard. Krishna was so expert in driving the chariot. He was very expert, because so many people were shooting arrows, and they would shoot arrows, and Krishna would drive the chariot in such a way that no arrow would come to Arjuna. And would working very hard, a lot of drops of sweat will be there on his face. It was a hard work. And he would feed the horses, he would massage the horses, he would wash the horses. It's like a driver, you know, Malik, you know, the Swami has to just come and sit. Arjuna would just come and sit and start shooting arrows. But all other things were taken care of by Krishna. So Bhishma wanted to see that form in the last days of his life. And Krishna came. Why he came? Because Bhishma proved by his activities, Bhishma was recognized by Krishna. And if we can continue to perform our devotional service, whatever, you know, capacity we have, and we can push a little bit ourselves, and somehow come in the good books of devotees and Lord Shri Krishna, then surely we'll also be able to see the form of Krishna, or at least Krishna will put some merciful glance on us. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. गौर भक्त वृंद की जय।